Test 70, Section 1, Question 7. With this one, we want a strength and plus. We have to make the argument perfect or properly drawn. It says, the recent biography of Shakespeare does not explain what is of most interest about him, so it doesn't explain what's of most interest. It is by an expert on the history of Elizabethan England and does a good job of showing what life would have been like for Shakespeare as a man of the time. Okay, so it does talk about what it was like for Shakespeare. But it does not explain what made Shakespeare different from his contemporaries. So it doesn't explain what made him different. Now, the conclusion is about it doesn't explain what's of most interest. And the evidence is it does not explain what made Shakespeare different. So the thing that we have to make this perfect is something that says that the most interesting thing about Shakespeare is what made him different. A, there is no way to know what made Shakespeare different from his contemporaries. That isn't going to make it perfect. B, the life of the average man in Elizabethan England is uninteresting. It's not that it's uninteresting, it's just not the most interesting thing about Shakespeare. Shakespeare was very different from the other men of his time. We do have to assume that, but that won't make the argument perfect. A biography should always focus on what makes its subject distinctive. That's helpful, but it doesn't give us as far as what it should or shouldn't do. We need to say, though, that it does not explain what is of most interest. And then E, what is most interesting about Shakespeare is what made him different from his contemporaries. Yeah, if we say what's most interesting is what made him different, and this book doesn't cover that, then this book doesn't cover what is most interesting. So, definitely E is our correct response.